Hello, this is Jolynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach. I'm really excited to be here on the call today. I love doing these interviews with these awesome, inspiring graduates of the Inner Self Diet. And today we're going to talk to Sophia from New York City. And I'm especially excited about talking with Sophia, and you're going to find out why. But I find all of the graduates to be inspiring, and I'm really, really inspired by Sophia especially, and I'll tell you why in a second. First of all, let's welcome Sophia to the call. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for doing this and for being here. I have absolutely no doubt that there are going to be people out there listening who are going to be inspired by you, and it's just really, really good. And first of all, would you please share how old you were when you decided to step up for yourself and invest in yourself and do the steps of the Inner Self Diet?
I was 19 and now I'm 20.
Yeah. And this is why I'm so inspired by you, because there aren't very many people out there your age who are willing to do the steps to heal the inner root of what has been stopping you in the past of releasing your food and weight struggles. And I wasn't willing to do it at that point in my life. I was, out there looking for another diet and diet shakes, diet pills, all these kinds of things. And here you are, 20 years old, and I just really, really want to commend you for this because it's a really big deal. You decided that, you weren't going to wait another 20, 30, 40 years to battle it out with your weight. You took care of it now, and that's what you did. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. I mean, no time like the present, I guess, what I was thinking when I signed up for it. And I'm glad that it's something I took care of now as opposed to, later in life, which is still fine, but yeah, I'm definitely glad.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're right. It's still fine to do it later. That's most of the folks I work with, they've been struggling 20, 30, maybe even 40 years, and that's okay mm-hmm. too. And I just I'm just so impressed that you did this now, and I completely agree with you that there is no time like the present. And that's just how it is. All of your power lies in the present moment. It's not going to happen tomorrow. Nothing changes tomorrow because tomorrow never comes. It's always today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. First of all, Sophia, could you please share with the folks listening, what was it like for you with your eating, with your exercise, how you felt about your body? What was that whole topic like for you before we met and you did the steps of the Inner Self Diet?
Just completely different than what it is now, but essentially I was just in this really not so great place where I had been struggling with this issue for a long time and I felt, overweight for like the past 6 years, but ever since I was a little kid, I've always like been, very controlling about food in one way or another, and it was just not a great place, and it just kind of compounds and reflects on other areas of your life for sure, and I felt kind of like a failure in terms of this and just like if this is what I had to look forward to for the rest of my life, I just was not optimistic about the future at all because it just was the biggest focus of my life and impacted absolutely everything in not a good way.
Yeah, and that's exactly how it is because it, as you know now, it's all about your inner self. It's about your mindset, and you can't separate that from the rest of your life, which is why it was impacting all areas of your life negatively.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you said that you felt overweight for the past 6 years, but you can notice now that you started being controlling with food when you were a little kid. How old were you then when you were a little kid when this first started?
I mean, if I think to the first time that mm-hmm. I really, assessed my body and what I was eating, I must have been, seven or eight or something, when mm-hmm. I was like, oh, if I eat this, this will happen or something along those lines, which obviously, you pick up from, the world around you and you know, essentially what you're taught. But yeah, just my whole life basically has been a struggle.
Okay. And then, all right, so you were 19 when you began this journey, and what's 19 minus 8?
11.
Okay, so really this struggle was an 11-year-old problem.
Right.
And I'm pointing this out because this is how it is for all of the folks that I work with, and it's how it was for me too. I started struggling when I was 7. And that's where all of this starts. And until you actually get to the root of it like you've done and heal what's underneath it, then, which is all about, you know, the relationship between you and you and learning how to release those battles within yourself and release that self-sabotage. And until you do that, then these issues, these problems that started when you're a tiny little kid, they just drag on and on and on and on. And good for you, though, that, you know, you nipped it in the bud. 11 years, it's done. It doesn't have to go on any longer. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad. After all the work that you've done, after all the stuff you've done. So what was your and then one more thing about what it was like in the past for you. What was your biggest challenge with food and weight, the whole topic, before the Inner Self Diet?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people are, you know, we're told, like, it's your willpower, like, you know, stuff like that. But there just came a point where I had tried, like, so many diets and stuff. Even when I, you know, was still thin, I was always on a new diet. And there came a point where I was like, there's just no reason that I would want to eat, like, 20 cookies at a party when I just didn't understand the people who could eat, like, a bite or nothing, or one cookie, and, like, that's it. I would just want to, like, eat more and more and more. And I was like, this just isn't the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So that was just the biggest struggle, was just, like, coming to terms with the fact that, like, it's not as simple as, like, don't eat the cookie. Like, there's you shouldn't have that, like, inherent will to eat 20 of them in a row.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then what about today? So you've done the steps of the Inner Self Diet. You have released the root of this 11-year-old issue. You know how to, if you do have any other struggles that come up, you know how to release those. What's this topic of food and weight like for you today? How's it feel today? What's going on there?
Well, now it's just totally different because I finally, like, I understand the people who only want to eat, you know, a few bites of something. And before, I would sit there and, like, I would have anxiety, I guess, if I couldn't eat as much as I wanted to, which was a lot. And now I don't have that anxiety or that negative emotion attached to food. It's just food is more like fuel now, and before it was like an obsession.
And then what's it like for you with your exercise? Well, first of all, what was it like in the past for you when it came to exercise, working out? What was that like for you? What was the challenge there?
I just never worked out, really. I mean, I would get into phases where for, like, a few weeks I would just, you know, go crazy and work out a few times a day, and I was like, okay, this will be it. And then eventually it just kind of pottered out, and I would never be able to maintain and continue it. And I never particularly liked it. I saw it as being something that, you know, I was basically being forced to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just completely different because now I go to the gym like every day, and I've created a really positive experience around that. There's certain like technical things I did. I got a gym membership that maybe costs a little more, but I have a lot of fun there. So it, you know, I actually go, and I like to work out. I think before I always realized that like a little part of me liked the feeling of working out.
Mm-hmm.
But I had attached it with so much negative emotion that once I let that go, it really, like, shone through that this is something I enjoy doing.
That's really exciting, Sophia.
Yeah.
I mean, when you enjoy doing it, why wouldn't you do it, right?
Exactly.
And how easy is it for you to work out now?
It's easy. It's something I like to do, so...
And in your, I would like to hear you talk about this because you wrote this in your written testimonial about you're now one of those people.
Oh, No, I just never, like I said, at the beginning of this journey, I just didn't understand the people who, like, I just didn't, I never saw, I always saw my friends who would, like, work out every day, and I would never work out because I just didn't understand why they would put themselves through that. And then we would go get lunch, and then we would get the salad, and I would get, like, a pizza, and I would just be so confused, like, how, I'd be like, do you not want this pizza right now? And they'd be like, not really. Like, I just thought there might have been something, like, medically wrong with me, but I was so different. But now I'm, yeah, now I'm, like, one of those people where I'm just like, oh, let's go to the gym. You know, I like to go there. When I go, I spend, like, 2 hours there, which I don't have to, but it's just fun, and, like, I know everyone there now. And, no, I'm just, like, I would not be able to recognize myself now if I was back where I was.
Wow, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And also the part about how, can you share a little bit more about how easy it is for you to make those healthy choices now? Because I remember you saying on one of our coaching calls that you were amazed that you thought that the way that this would work, and tell me if I'm saying this correctly, this is what I remember you saying, but you thought that the way this would work is that it would become easy for you to eat healthy, but there'd still be a part of you that would want the unhealthy food and you'd have to fight it. And then you found out it wasn't like that. What can you say about that? Did I say that right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I just thought that I would be able to do it, but I would still, like, I would still feel deprived or something, or I would still think to myself, like, oh, this sucks. I wish I was having, you know, cake or something.
Yeah.
But it's just really, it's just like a funny, funny thing when it really starts to kind of kick in, which happened really quickly, like within the first month or something. I just realized that, like, the foods that I wanted were, like, salads and whole foods, and the other foods that I used to crave, like chocolate cake or something, was just, didn't taste that great to me. Or it's not even the taste, I just wasn't craving them. They weren't things that I felt, like, anxiety to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just a totally different feeling. And
go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, it's, like, it's just so exhausting. Like, it's just, I feel like if anyone's listening to this, they can really eat that. It's, like, exhausting when you're trying so hard to, like, make the right choices, but that's when I just, like, stop trying, because, like, thinking, like, having to battle with yourself, like, every second of every day about what you're going to eat or if you're going to work out is so exhausting that I just chose, like, being overweight because it was just easier. So, like, you can't just diet your way to where you want to be because you're probably going to be miserable doing it. Like, this is just, it's easy. Like, you do, like, simple things, and then it's, you want to do the things that you think are correct for your body. And it's not hard, and you don't feel like there's a battle going on.
Awesome. That is awesome, Sophia. And, hey, please, Would you please share, though, and this was a really big surprise to me. You just told me this. It was only a couple of weeks ago, all this time that I didn't know this. But could you share how you felt when, even on our, we had that very first call together, we had that's a complimentary weight loss discovery session. And then you enrolled, you stepped up for yourself, you invested in yourself, you decided that you were going to do this, you were going to release all your struggles, and that's what you've done, right?
Yeah.
But you actually felt really negative and cynical at that time, which I didn't even know. I do know that you told me that you were feeling afraid, which is common. You know, people feel afraid of change, and I remember you asking me if it was okay that you felt afraid, and I was like, yeah, and you can tell me that. It's no problem. But I didn't know that you were actually cynical about whether or not the inner self diet would work for you. So could you please share with everybody listening how you were feeling and thinking, because how you felt and were thinking is how a lot of other people maybe even thinking right now, listening to you, hearing you talk about how easy it is for you to eat healthy, how easy it is for you to exercise and all of this wonderful stuff. There's probably people listening right now saying, oh, well, that's nice. Nice for her, but, you know, that would never work for me because I'm so different and I'm too big. I'm too fat. I can't get help. Nobody could ever help me. And they're thinking all these really, really negative thoughts, you know, that of course are going to stop them and they're going to keep them there in that exhausting struggle. So what can you say about that? How were you thinking and feeling back then?
It's not that I was convinced that it wouldn't work. I just really, I think it was like hard for me to like let myself believe that it would, because I just didn't want to like be disappointed. And I certainly didn't go into it with like a lot of conviction that this was definitely going to be the result. And I remember, it's just hard when you're in that place, because I remember hearing the testimonials of people who were like, food is not an issue for me and I don't want to eat all this, you know, extra food, and like it's just not a stress. And I just, it's hard when you can't like understand that feeling, because mm-hmm. I just had nothing to, like, relate it to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was, yeah, I was definitely cynical about it. But I hoped, you know, I hoped that it would work. Like, I mm-hmm. wanted to want to believe that it would work,
mm-hmm.
basically. And, well, lo and behold, it did, so.
Yeah. And why did it work, though? Because we have to point out the fact that you did do the steps. It's not that you magically have appeared on this call with me today and had some magical transformation. And, you know, I mean, you actually did do the steps of the Inner Self diet. You did the work. So we got to acknowledge you for that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just, like, listen to the phone calls or anything without doing the steps. But it's not that they're particularly hard or anything. Just, I mean, sometimes, you know, I did experience some resistance to them, but ultimately, you know, you make the investment in yourself and you decide what's important. And I just decided that I was going to do them. And I was doing them thinking like that there was going to be more steps and then that's when it would work. And while I was like waiting for more steps, my transformation kind of happened. So it's like this unexpected thing where I was like, oh, this is week 3 work. I wonder when it's going to start working, maybe week 5. But then, mm-hmm. you know, it just started working. And I was, like, caught off guard, I think, because I was waiting for some, like, magical moment or something. And yeah.
Sophia, you're so cool. I love your candor. I mean, this is, like, one of the best total success calls interviews I've ever done, because you're just, like, so honest, and I didn't know that you were thinking that either.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wasn't going to say it, but I think you said something once, and it kind of struck a chord with me a little bit, but you said that, struggle with, like, arrogance a little bit, and
yes.
I feel like that can act, that's totally me a lot of times, and I just remember, like, doing the little exercises and stuff like that and being like, okay, when are we going to get, like, the real thing? And while I was thinking about it, you know, it happened.
Yeah, while you were wondering when the big magic was going to come, the magic slid in under the radar and, oh, I don't want pizza. Hey, I really like working out. But that's because you were doing the work I was giving you to do, the steps I was giving you.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you something? This is so funny. And what about, here's another thing that people are listening to this right now, and they're all chomping at the bit. Well, how much weight have you lost? Did you lose 50 pounds in a month? Did you drop 10 pounds overnight? Did you go to sleep and you woke up and you were 5 pounds lighter? Did you drop 20 pounds in a week? Fast fat loss, fast fat loss, fast fat loss. And then, mm-hmm. you know, all these people that are doing this fast fat loss, actually what they're really losing is water. We know that. It's not even fat. And then it just comes right back, and they never healed the root of why they were overeating and why they were overweight in the first place. So they're not even able to maintain any of that, which you can relate to, right? In the past. So what about, though, these people are listening. They want, well, Sophia, how much weight have you lost? You know, are you 50 pounds lighter in 2 weeks? What happened? What happened? So what do you have to say to that?
I mean, I've definitely lost weight. My clothes are looser, and my, you know, some of my friends have noticed. But it's really, like, people, I think, like, the way I saw it was, like, oh, if I'm skinny, like, I'll be happy about it. But that's really not what it is. It's really just that you want, like, that peace of mind, and you just don't want to obsess about the food. Like, I, if I could, like, I would be okay with being the weight I'm at if I wasn't, like, abusing my body to get here. You know, if I wasn't, like, stuffing myself and I wasn't hungry and I just happened to be this weight, like, it would be okay, you know?
But,
yeah, no. I mean, honestly, for people thinking that, because that's totally what I've been doing for, like, years, if you had just done this program on the first day that you ever, like, thought, or, like, the first time you ever dieted, like, you would have been skinny so many years ago, or, you know, like, you would have been, like, in a happy place, and, like, you would have felt good about your body and been in your ideal body, like, so long ago. So if I had just done this 6 years ago, when instead I was doing, like, the cabbage soup diet for the 10th time, you know, this would have been taken care of years ago. So it doesn't need to happen in a month or, you know, 3 days. It just needs to happen. I mean, you know, the sooner the better, but not, yeah.
So let me understand if I'm understanding what you're saying here.
Okay.
Are you saying that you really do get it now, that you actually are happy with Sophia today while you are releasing the rest of the excess physical fat? Because you do still have some more fat you want to release, right?
Yeah.
And you have released some.
Yes.
And can you tell us exactly how much it has been so far?
How much I've released so far?
I couldn't
tell you because I don't measure myself and I don't weigh myself. And
okay.
So I couldn't tell you exactly. I mean, this is the thinnest I've been in a long time because, you know, there's just a point that I just, like, gave up. And I'm pretty steadily losing weight, so I'm not worried about it. You know, I know it's coming.
Right. And this is awesome. Is it good for you that you're not weighing yourself and that you're the skinniest you've been in a long time? And, well, how many years has it been since you've been this skinny that you are right now?
Well, probably just 2 years. Since 2 years, I guess, since I've been this thin.
Okay. Well, 2 years is a good amount of time, I think.
What do you think? Yeah, that's true. When I said it out loud, it sounded like a long time.
Yeah. And is it okay that you don't get on the scale and that you don't measure yourself? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's totally fine. Although, I will say, because I'm just, like, when I'm saying all these things, I'm just basically trying to think of how I was when I first started this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started this, like, I hated to hear when people were like, it doesn't even matter how much I weigh. Because I was in such, like, this mental state of, like, it does matter, and, like, can I lose 20 pounds by next week? And, like, you know, I was in that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, the peace of mind is really what you're after.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lose weight because you think it'll, like, make you happy and feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you already are happy and feel good, then losing weight is, like, a secondary thing.
Right. And I know all this stuff. And you know all this stuff now.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm asking you these questions is because I know there's people listening right now who, well, how much weight have you lost, Sophia? Give us the amount. And what you're talking about is it's not even about that, but you're also addressing the folks who are listening when you're sharing that, hey, I used to be where you are right now, and I wanted to know the amount of the weight too, and it was very annoying to hear somebody saying that the weight doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Right. And you couldn't understand it back then, the Sophia that you were back then, because you weren't where you are now, and it was just too, you you've come so far. I mean, if you even imagine the gap between where you are now and where you used to be, which is where those other people are right now, there's a big gap, you know, where those other people are who are listening right now, and they're hearing you say, I feel so good. I've got the inner peace. I'm not worried about the weight. Yeah, I'm the skinniest I've been in the past 2 years, but it's not even that big of a deal. I'm eating healthy. Exercise is no big deal. I actually like exercising. I don't even want the chocolate cake. And the weight is the least of my concerns. And, yeah, I don't even weigh myself. And you want to know something, Sophia?
Mm-hmm.
This just popped into my head.
Okay.
That is what naturally slender people do. They don't weigh themselves. You know that? My business coach, I was talking to my business coach about this recently, who has never had, she's never had a weight problem. And she doesn't understand people that, you know, they get on the scale once a week or every day or five times a day. She doesn't weigh herself. And she knows that if she's eaten too much, the way she knows is because her pants feel tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But what you have done is you have become, it's not just in writing now, it's not just you saying it, you really have become one of those quote-unquote people.
Right.
You really have. I mean, how does that's how naturally slender people live. You eat when you're hungry, you stop when you're full, you know how to do all that, you actually like working out, you're living a healthy lifestyle, the fat is coming off, you know that, your friends are telling you that you've lost weight, you know that you're the skinniest you've been in the past 2 years, and yeah, you still do have some fat to release, because that makes sense, you know, the human body releases fat over time, but you're already at that place on the inside where you want to be. You've got the inner peace. You're not worried about it. And it's just like not a big deal, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, what is your biggest surprise transformation that you've gotten out of this whole process? Like, you came to this for weight loss, but what's the biggest surprise you've gotten, the transformation you've gotten out of this that you never would have expected?
I mean, it's not like... Like I said, it's not just a matter of, you know, like, I don't know what foods to eat or something that, like, brought me to this point. It's just all, like, a very linked mentality. And so there was a lot of other areas of my life that were, you know, not in alignment with where I wanted to be. Like, my room, my apartment was always so messy, but horrible. It just looked like, you know, a hoarding situation. It was just not good. And... Like, there's just a lot of things that I just didn't feel like I had in order. Like, my school wasn't really going that well. For the most part, like, I've always said and I've always acknowledged that, you know, I have, like, a great life. I'm very blessed. But there's just a lot of actions that I wasn't taking to make my life the best that it could be, and I didn't understand why. So now it's just been, like, a complete shift where before, I guess, like, a lot of days I would just, like, not really leave my apartment, and I would just, like, hang out here and order delivery.com and, you know, like, watch a million episodes on Netflix and accomplish nothing and then feel bad about it. But now I'm just, like, the kind of person who has, like, a to-do list, and I actually get everything done on the to-do list, and I, like, go to sleep earlier because I don't want to be tired the next day. That's been a huge thing, like, that in itself is just such a big deal, because I used to stay up for no reason until, like, 4 a.m., and I have to be up at 8. And it's like, and I would just be like, why am I torturing myself? Mm-hmm. But now it's different, and everything is just, it's just simple.
That's wonderful. That's just awesome, Sophia. And I had forgotten about that. I remember that was one of your earlier challenges also was, But I remember that you did have that challenge with going to bed earlier. I'd totally forgotten about that, and I'm so glad to hear that that is all cleared up too.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, hey, Sophia, so imagine that there's a gal right now who's on this call. She's listening to this recording. She's hearing you talk. She's hearing you. She's probably feeling annoyed hearing you say, oh, it's not about the weight, just like you used to feel, you know. She's probably maybe even feeling really negative and cynical, thinking, well, that's nice that this gal, Sophia, had all these great transformations, and, you know, she's the skinniest she's been in 2 years, and it's not even a struggle. She doesn't feel deprived, and food is easy, exercise is easy. Well, that's nice, but, you know, I just can't even imagine it. And, you know, this person's just feeling really negative because they're feeling really bad. They're in that bad place. And as you know, the lower you are on the emotional vibrational scale, it's just, you can't even access the good stuff. It's just so hard. But, what would you say to this person who's listening to you right now? What would you, and imagine it's like you're talking to the old Sophia. What would you say to her right now?
I mean, I just, like, thinking of the mentality I had where I would have been so annoyed when people are like, oh, it doesn't matter how much I weigh. Like, that I would have automatically, like, generally, and I've done this for years, just tune out after that point and then be like, okay, Sophia, you can do this, like, just 3 weeks. Like, you can starve yourself for 3 weeks and work out and it'll be fine and you don't have to wait a few months, or, you know, you don't have to do this whole thing. But, I mean, if you're listening to this, like, how many times has that same exact thing happened? You know, like, how many times have you been like, oh, I can do this, I'll be on this diet, and maybe you even feel good for, like, a few days, or, like, you know, you feel really in control, but it's, like, and this is what really sold me when I was, you know, first talking to you, Dylan, is that, like, if you've been doing the same thing and getting the same results, it's time to try something different. And this is totally different than anything I ever tried before. And I'm glad I did. And I would also say only go into it if you have the intention to actually do the steps. Because if you're going to be like the way I wanted to be, like the way I was feeling resistance, which was like kind of arrogant about it and like, I did it, but I was like, well, no, I did it, so that was important, but the way I felt was like, oh, I'm not even going to do this because, or like, I don't really want to because I don't really think that this is going to be the thing that changes. Like, don't do it at all if that's your mentality, but do it if you're going to follow the steps, because if you're going to follow the steps, then there's no way you can mess it up. And I would have paid, like, copious amounts of money for my left arm, you know, to never, like, stress out about food again. It's, like, the best feeling, and you really can't put a price on it anyway.
Awesome. I remember you said something else, too, on one of our calls, and tell me if this was right, because it was so cool. I'm pretty sure I even tweeted it that day. Didn't you say, there's no way you can put a price on happiness?
Yeah, I think so. Because, that sounds like me.
Yeah, well, because really, I mean, that's what you've gotten that inner peace. You've gotten that happiness. You're not obsessed about the food. And on top of that, it's not like we're talking to a person right now who is sitting there binging on food every day saying that your weight doesn't matter. That's not the case. We're talking to Sophia, who is the skinniest you've been in 2 years. You're loving exercise. You're working out each day. You go to the gym. It's easy for you to choose healthy foods. You're releasing the fat. You've got more that you want to release, and it's not a struggle. It's, you know, you're not obsessing about it, and that's who we're talking to. But, you know, this thing about you can't put a price on happiness, would you say that you are happy with yourself now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I loved what you said there. You would have given your left. Do you really mean that? That you would have given your left
honestly,
arm?
I don't know if I. Yeah, no. I mean, there's just nothing more exhausting or frustrating than, like, you know, living each day and being like, ah, oh, this is such a struggle. Like, I would have. I mean, definitely unlimited money. Like, I would have, you know, gone into, like, indentured servitude if I knew that the end result would be, you know, what I have now. But it's absolutely worth it.
And isn't it great that you're not in an indentured servitude for the rest of your life? We didn't ship you off to Australia like years ago where they sent all of the people. No offense to anybody from Australia who's listening. It's just part of the history of that country. That's all. So, Sophia, this is awesome. Congratulations, and thank you so much for being here to share this on this call today. This has been so cool. I mean, you have just been so honest, and you have surprised me again, some of the things that you shared, because I didn't know that you were sitting there doing the steps of the Inner Self Diet and thinking, oh, well, when is the big step going to come? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And then you got your transformation. It slid in underneath the door, and it's like, oh, so that little thing, that was the big transformation, when really, I mean, as you know, these steps are very profound, and yeah, so congratulations to you for doing them. And for those of you who are listening also, here's how you would start to actually get on the same path that Sophia is on and to get all of these awesome results that she's gotten. You simply start in the same place she did. Just go to fearlessfatloss.com/call. Or if you're listening to this on StopHidingBehindTheFat.com, then go to StopHidingBehindTheFat.com/call and fill out that application, and you'll be on your way to getting in the queue where your application will be reviewed to see if you'll get a complimentary call with me, and that's a weight loss discovery session to find out where you're at, find out where you'd really like to be, and how serious you are about doing that. Those complimentary calls really are only for people who are very serious. So you can do that at fearlessfatloss.com/call. So, Sophia, thank you so much for being here today, and congratulations again on all of your success, and congratulations on being 20 years old and having the rest of your life ahead of you without obsession about your weight, about your food, about any of that stuff that is just, like you said, it's so exhausting. So good job. And for those who are listening, who you're in your 40s, 50s, you know, you're a lot older, just, you know, be happy that Sophia did this now, and you can do it now too, and then release all those 30, 40 years of struggle behind you. I mean, you can't do anything about the past. You can only take care of now, and what you do now is what's going to transform your future. But if you don't do something different now, what kind of results are you going to get in the future, just like Sophia said? So thanks a lot, Sophia, and many, many, many years of having fun in your body and just, you know, enjoying yourself without that worry and obsession.
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome.